Because the Bible is the Word of God, because it is the inspired Word of God, because it is alive and powerful and sharp and everlasting, because the Bible is able to make you wise unto salvation, because the Bible, when in the heart, will keep you from sin, we are sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, that wise man of old. And today, from some of his 3,000 Proverbs, we share with you those that are found in Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. Keeping away from strife is an honor for a man, but any fool will quarrel. The sluggard does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man? A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. A king who sits on the throne of justice disperses all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure from my sin? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are abominable to the Lord. It is by his deeds that a lad distinguishes himself, if his conduct is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Do not love sleep, lest you become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. Bad, bad, says the buyer. But when he goes his way, then he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of jewels, but the lips of knowledge are a more precious thing. Take his garment when he becomes surety for a stranger, and for foreigners hold him in pledge. Bread obtained by falsehood is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Prepare plans by consultation, and make war by wise guidance. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness. An inheritance gained hurriedly at the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. Man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way? It is a snare for a man to say rashly, it is holy, and after the vows, to make inquiry. A wise king winnows the wicked, and drives the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being. Loyalty and truth preserve the king, and he upholds his throne by righteousness. The glory of young men is their strength, and the honor of old men is their gray hair. Stripes that wound scour away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and for the time that's left, let's paraphrase just a few of those verses. For example, starting with verse 1, wine gives false courage. Hard liquor leads to brawls. What fools men are to let it master them, making them reel drunkenly down the street. The king's fury is like that of a roaring lion. To rouse his anger is to risk your life. It is an honor for a man to stay out of a fight. Only fools insist on quarreling. Skipping down a few verses, a wise king stamps out crime by severe punishment. A man's conscience is the Lord's searchlight, exposing his hidden motives. If a king is kind, honest, and fair, his kingdom stands secure. Listen carefully, verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength, of old men their experience. Punishment that hurts chases evil from the heart. May the Lord bless these thoughts today.